Beach not fooled and not very good field position for Sandusky. They're going to have to go the length of the field against this Pirate defense.
Sandusky starting at their own 17-yard line, right to left across your radio. On offense for the first time, the presumed favorites to win the Greater Thumb East this season. Now on the field in Harbor Beach. T formation, Matt Carlson Sr. under center. It's a handoff to Zach Fransley. Has room to run, spins out his first tackle, and is dragged forward, falling down across the 30-yard line for a 13-yard gain. Ethan Hessling, middle linebacker, finally trips him up.
Ethan Hessling is one of the three guys that are going to have to be absolutely perfect tonight in this game, and that was not a very good tackle. Zach Fransel was hit after about a 7-yard gain. He's able to spin and fight his way for another 3 or 4. A pretty easy first down going untouched 7 yards. First down right away for Sandusky. Big start to the game.
One carry, 13-yard gain for the Sandusky Redskins. 11:28 left in the first. A handoff to Fransel once again in the middle of the back. Gets across the 35, falls forward to the 36-yard line. A 6-yard gain brought down by Mason Booms, 6 foot, 165-pound senior.
Absolutely. We're just talking about those important guys in the Harbor Beach defense. It's those linebackers, and it starts with Ethan Hessling. They have to find out where those three backs, the three gaps that they are going to attack, and those linebackers have to fill them, jump into them, and force those guys to kick it outside or make that tackle. But they are not going to last very long if they're going to give up 9.5 yards per play, which is what Sandusky has started with after their first two.
Two carries, 19 yards now at the Sandusky 36-yard line, right to left cross your radio in the T formation. Hand off to Fransel again, same spot, has the first down, is tripped up at midfield and falls in Harbor Beach territory, but they're going to mark him down right at midfield at the 50. Tackle made by the free safety, Dylan Kadar, on the last safety valve tackle for the Pirates.
Wow, when you said deep safety making the tackle, you can tell you right now that if he don't make that tackle, we got our first score of the game. But so far, getting through that defensive line has been no problem for Sandusky. They have attacked the right side of the line. They have done very well running right at, looks like, Levi Klasky on that side. They're going to have to sure things up. 66, Colin Rogenbuck. Those are the guys they're attacking right now.
As a handoff to DeLorean Wedge up the middle, breaks free of two tackles. He has the first down to the 30-yard line, cuts back inside, and dragged down by Dylan Kadar at the 25-yard line. A big 25-yard gain for DeLorean Wedge on his first carry of the night. Not too bad of an average.
Absolutely, and he was at the sideline, and Kadar does an excellent job of cutting him off in open space. Wedge puts on his best move, tries to cut back behind him. An excellent open field tackle by Kadar, but Wedge showcasing that speed, easy change of direction. Big carry for him, 25 yards to start this game. And Joel, don't look now, but they're already on the 25-yard line of Harbor Beach.
On the edge of the red zone, Carlson working off the right hash, white jersey, black pants, black helmet, Redskin logo on either side. It's a handoff to Zach Fransel again, finds that right gap, swings forward, nearly out of two tackles, and is finally brought down after a 9-yard gain down to the 16-yard line. Tackle made by Tanton Babcock out of the secondary. Cornerback, sophomore for Harbor Beach.
I think that's about the last 3 or 4 plays you've mentioned that the secondary has made the tackle. That should explain exactly what is happening in this game. The defensive front four of Harbor Beach has been non-existent on this first series, Sandusky, and it's been the same two plays. It's right off the right side, and it's one dive for Wedge up the middle. Otherwise, it's been Fransel around that right side each and every time.
Yari has 42 yards, and it's a handoff to DeLorean Wedge, who gets the first down across the 15, now to the 13-yard line, a hard-fought 3 yards. And that is the shortest gain for Sandusky tonight. Tackle made by middle linebacker Ethan Hessling, as well as Colin Rogemuck, defensive tackle.
A little better pressure there. They're able to seal up that gap. Wedge had nowhere to go, but he's able to get enough for the first down, which was the intention. But that defensive line showing a little life. And now let's see if they can keep him out of the end zone. Looks like Sandusky at the 13-yard line already of Harbor Beach.
Still working off that right hash. Matt Carlson under center. Three men backfield in the straight tee for Sandusky. Going to be in the same formation all season long, all night. Quarterback keeper Carlson's in the backfield, and he's going to be stopped for no gain on the play. Mason Booms and number 74, Grant Smiglinski, got into the backfield and stopped him for no gain. Looks like they actually marked him down for a yard loss out to the 14-yard line. So now it's second down and 11.
It's one of those things where you want to catch that defense off guard, but I'm not so sure why you need to do anything different. They call Carlson's number a name they don't call very often in the running game. They try to run him to the short side of the field and leave it to Booms there. Mason Booms was able to sniff it out and make that tackle for loss in the backfield.
Our reach going the 5-man front now, 4 linebackers. Matt Carlson, handoff to Zach Frantzel, trying to find something, not much room, but he breaks out of that tackle and sprung down to the middle of the field in between the hash marks by Tanton Babcock and Ethan Hessling. After a hard-fought 3 yards out to the 11-yard line, ball almost came loose at the very end there, but down Frantzel with a 3-yard gain.
With their backs against the wall, all of a sudden this Harbor Beach defense has perked up a little bit, bringing up 3rd down and 8 by far. This is the first 3rd down Sandusky's face in this drive, and make it 3rd and 8. We know how Coach Jacobs works, though. This is 4-down territory, so they're not necessarily looking to score on this play, but they would love 5 or 6.
Sandusky already with 4 first downs in 72 yards off of 8 plays. 3rd down and 8 from the 11-yard line. Splitting the hash mark, senior Carlson surveys the prairie, waits for the snap, hands it off to DeLauren Wedge, goes right up the middle, and Harbor Beach snuffs that one out and stops him on 3rd and 8. Gets out to about the 8-yard line, a 3-yard gain. 4th down and 5 to go, actually 4 to go. Tackle made by number 66, Colin Rogenbach on defense for the Pirates.
Those are the guys we called out early. They were the ones getting picked on early in this drive. They have settled in, made the proper adjustments, and they're getting off their blocker a little quicker. The first part of this drive looked like Jacob Sanderson and Colin Blaschel just dominating that right line, but all of a sudden, Harbor Beach has made a few stops here. Now it's 4th down and 5, and Sandusky has ran basically 2 plays, a dive to Wedge and off the right tackle with Frantzel. They may dial up play action here right away.
Sandusky going for it. 4th and 4 from the Harbor Beach 7-yard line. Hand up to Zach Frantzel up the middle. He's down to the end zone. Touchdown, Sandusky. Zach Frantzel from 7 yards out finds the end zone, and Sandusky tacks on 6 points. Not even halfway through the first quarter. 6:23 left in the first. It's Sandusky 6, Harbor Beach nothing.
Harbor Beach's defense showed some signs of life there, but they go right back to the play that got him all the way down the field. They go to Zach Frantzel, and he's able to slice through that defensive line, and you could see it. As soon as he got past that defensive tackle, there was a lot of room, and linebackers are tackling him forward. That's how quickly he got into the secondary, and he's able to punch it in on 4th and 5 for a big touchdown run.
Going for 2. From the 3-yard line, Carlson under center. Hands off to Martin Tovar, his first carry of the night. Gets pushed up at the 1-yard line, and the 2-point conversion is no good. So Sandusky leads by 6 points. 5 minutes and 37 seconds into the ballgame. It's 6-0 Sandusky at Harbor Beach.
Autumn is at our doorstep, and that means it's time to rake in the deals at Thumb Cellular. Through September 30th, you can get $25 off all iPhones and $50 off all Androids. And you'll get a free Ventev wireless charging pad with the purchase of a compatible smartphone. Thumb Cellular has once again lowered the prices on data buckets to half price. If you're using more data than usual while working from home or homeschooling, this deal is for you. For more details on all these ways to save, go to thumbcellular.com/deals or visit any Thumb Cellular location in Bad Axe, Carroll, Pigeon, or Sandusky. Please remember to wear a face covering. Terms and conditions apply. Offer valid through September 30th, 2020. Smartphone discounts and free wireless chargers require a 2-year contract. Thumb Cellular. We've got you covered.
You love Thumb Cellular. Talk of the Thumb.
Just like last week, the away team in Harbor Beach marches right down the field and scores on their first possession. Sandusky leads the Harbor Beach Pirates 6-0. 6:23 left in the first quarter. 2-point conversion stopped by the Harbor Beach Pirates. It seems like Harbor Beach might be starting to sniff some things out there, but still Sandusky slashing into that front line of Harbor Beach.
As their backs got pushed against the wall, you saw the defensive front come make a couple plays early, but 4th down and 5, that's a situation you want to put that offense in every single time, but Sandusky was able to go back to the well, and Zach Frantzel was able to finish off that drive with a tough run, not only for the first down, but he's able to get it into the end zone. Tough run by that senior.
Zach Frantzel also kicks the ball for the Sandusky Redskins, comes at the 17-yard line. Luke Woodgy has it across the 35, across the 40, and finally brought down at the 41, maybe the 42-yard line, number 52 on the stop, Jacob Sanderson. Right guard on offense, defensive end, senior for Sandusky. 1st and 10 for the Pirates at their own 42-yard line.
Good return there by the special teams of Harbor Beach. Gives them really nice field position here. Looks like they did settle on their own 42-yard line. So fairly short field for Harbor Beach to work with. And just what the doctor ordered here.